the great Gahan Zephaniah Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. You may be seated. Now, this past week, the Peaceful Solution missionary team was able to go on another exciting trip, and this morning you get to hear all the things that took place. So without any further ado, I'd like to introduce the first speaker, future priest White Buffalo Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one. You may be seated. Today, I'll be talking about spreading the message to Washington, D.C. for about the seventh time now. So right now, I'll talk about the meeting we had with a congressman. His name was Don Young, and he was Alaska's only congressman. He is in his 80s, and he goes hunting every year in Alaska and Africa. But more importantly, the Peaceful Solution. So he is in agreement with this program, but there's one thing he could not believe. He couldn't believe we could solve some of the wars very easily. For example, the drug war. But he was convinced that a difference could be made one at a time. And he was given many examples of lives that the Peaceful Solution was grasped onto by, and lives were changed for the better. And some of those examples were sitting right in front of him. So, as we all should know, the Peaceful Solution is the laws of Yahweh. And our great pastor and overseer has been teaching us this for many years now. So we should all know this. So the message is spreading. I would like to talk about another event that occurred at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Library. And Malik Obama was there as a guest speaker. And we talked about the three simple steps to stop all wars that works for any problem. So, the first step was to assess the situation. So when we assess the situation, we see that there's no trust anymore in this world today. And there's no trust anymore between us. So we keep our doors locked 24/7, and sometimes that doesn't even work because people find other ways to break in. So then the second step is we have to admit. And the first thing we have to admit is that there is a problem. And it needs to be solved right away. We need to take the initiative to solve it right away. And then the second thing we have to admit is that the way we've been going about trying to solve it has not worked up until now. And then the third step is to lay a foundation for this positive moral change that we're talking about. So, we are all a team. And we need to get behind this program and help spread this message to the entire world. So, we could be the ones that can help to change lives for the better. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to the next speaker.
At this time, we get to hear from future priest Melchizedek Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. You may be seated. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the missionary trip to Washington, D.C. that occurred this week. Now, I got to talk to the Congressman Don Young of Alaska. And whenever I went into his office, I seen a bear's hide. And it was 9.5 foot tall bear. And I also seen more animals after that. I went more into his office and I seen elk and deer and many other animals. And he said he works for a business that's called Hunters for the Hungry. And what they do is they'll take an animal and they'll shoot it, and they'll take the hide and the head, and they'll keep it, and they'll give the meat to Africa, or wherever they're at. Now, he said he takes his daughters up to Canada, and he'll take them out camping, and he'll take their phones and he'll lock them up. And for the first couple of days, they'll be looking for their phones, then they'll start doing other things. Because he doesn't like it whenever people will sit there and play violent video games on their phones. Now, I'd like to show a picture here. And if you can see this picture here, right here, this is Congressman Don Young. And we told him, he said that he had a hard time believing that we could stop the wars in Africa. But he said, we told him three simple steps to stop all wars. And it's to assess the situation. If you assess the situation right now, there's people that skip school from bullying. You have to keep your doors locked 24/7. Sometimes that doesn't even work because people will find other ways to break in. Like they'll go through the window or they'll kick the door down. Then you gotta admit it and admit that everything we've tried up to now has not worked. So then we make a plan to change it, and that plan could be the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program. Now, in conclusion, I would like to say, the message is going out and more people are grasping hold of it. May Yahweh bless your understanding, and with that, I'd now like to turn it over to Khan Zephania.
For the next speaker, we're going to turn it over to the Women's Peaceful Solution Missionary Team.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. I am Yisraelia, and today I have the honor of speaking to you about the amazing work that the House of Yahweh is doing with the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program. As we all know, in Matithiah 24:14, it says that the job assigned to the House of Yahweh in these last days is to take the message of the kingdom to all the world. And we are doing that work. Every individual in the House of Yahweh has their part in that work. And together, with the inspiration of Yahweh and Yeshua Messiah, we are pushing this work forward. The missionary work, praise Yahweh. The missionary work of the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program is so big, you can hardly imagine what kind of job we're doing in the world today. And I myself have seen firsthand accounts of where and how the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program is working. We are changing lives all around the world. This program has been in schools, prisons, community clubs, neighborhoods, families. We have helped people in every aspect of life to change their lives around. On the last trip that the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program embarked on, we were pushing a stop to all war. And we showed them that we're pushing three simple steps to end all war that you heard about. The first step is to assess the situation. We're living in a scary place. The world is not safe. And the second step is to admit that there is a problem and it needs to be solved. And the solutions that we have aren't working. And the third step, finally, is to incorporate the peaceful solution, lay a foundation for everyone in the world to have that positive moral change. And we show them that these three steps can stop wars, not just the big wars overseas, but also the small wars that are occurring right there on the streets and in our homes. Our pastor and overseer, Yisrael Hawkins, told us that the leaders would be coming. And we know, we have seen that whenever he says something, his words never fail. The leaders are coming, praise Yahweh. They're coming, they have come, and those who are still left to come are coming very fast. The kings, leaders, politicians, government officials, they're all supporting the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program. We are making astounding changes everywhere, from the highest ones on top and even to the homeless. Yes, I said the homeless. We are working everywhere. The beastly system is a system that's based on wrong choices. And the peaceful solution is bringing that down now. We are picking at it slowly, but we are bringing it down. They're generating off of their problems and their wrong choices, but what we're doing is we're taking away those problems. And they won't have that to generate on anymore. We can solve any problem because the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program is the basic application of Yahweh's laws. As the future priest said, the biggest problem in the world today is rebelling against the 613 laws of Yahweh. And the peaceful solution is those laws that we're bringing back. So there you have it, problem free. The work of the peaceful solution is growing like the mustard seed that you've heard about. It started with a small group, but now Yahweh is conducting a global work through the house of Yahweh. And very soon, the 2 billion people will be here in the house of Yahweh. So if you don't have a job in the work of Yahweh, get one and put all that you have into it. You have a privilege of being part of this great work. So take a firm hold on it, give it all you have, and don't ever let it go. And with that, I will turn it back over to the men's side.
To continue our presentation today, we get to hear from the great Deacon Abba Shalom Hawkins.
You may be seated. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Now today, as you heard, we did go to Washington this week. And first, I would like y'all to remember a couple of scriptures. This whole thing. If you'd please turn over to Psalms 91. Verses 8 through 10. It says, only with your eyes you will look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made Yahweh your refuge, and you've made the Most High your house, the house of Yahweh. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your dwelling. Yahweh was our refuge and our trust on this last trip. There was breaks that went out, and there was all these different problems, all these tests and trials, but we were able to make it through it to do this work. Just like Deuteronomy 28 says about how Yahweh will bless us whenever we go in and we go out. And we are seeing this occur on these trips. Now, I had the opportunity to go to two embassies. One was the Namibia embassy, and then we had the opportunity to go to the embassy of Libya. And if y'all remember what occurred with Gaddafi in Libya, but one thing that occurred, whenever we went there, they welcomed us. And they didn't hold anything against the United States. But they welcomed us, and they were welcoming the peaceful solution. Now, in Isaiah 59, verse 21, you could turn there, please. Says, as for me, this is my covenant with them, says Yahweh. My spirit which is on you, namely my laws which I have put in your mouth, they will not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your seed, nor from the mouth of your seed's seed, says Yahweh, from this time forevermore. And how we get these words in our mouth is through studying the peaceful solution, and reading the books, coming to the classes which we have set up, the workshops. And these different classes which Pastor has set up for our benefit. Jeremiah 1, 6 through 9. It says, behold, I cannot speak, for I am only a youth. Now I said, Yahweh my father, behold, I cannot speak, for I am only a youth. Down at verse 8, it says, do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says Yahweh. And verse 9, it says, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. What are Yahweh's words? His laws, the peaceful solution. These are the words that Yahweh is putting in our mouth to go give to these people. And the peaceful solution is the laws of Yahweh. And with that, I would like to turn it over to Khan Zephaniah.
For our next speaker, I'd like to introduce Great Deacon Jacob Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Now, I'd like to start off by saying, when we do this work of the missionary work, we are doing the work of Yishel Hawkins, spreading the message to the whole world. This is the work of Yishel Hawkins that we are fulfilling. Now, as you heard 2 weeks ago, we went and we gave invitations to the congressmen and the embassies about the peaceful solution and the three ways to stop war that you heard about earlier, and to assess, to admit, and to change it. Now, just think about this. If everyone was taught simple concepts of to love your neighbor, to care for your neighbor, and to have concern for everyone around you, if they were taught this when they were young, we would not see wars at all in this world today. Now, these concepts, care, concern, and love, care, concern, consideration, are all a part of respect. Doing this for your neighbor and everyone around you, to people's property and the environment. Now, we went to the Benin Embassy. That is the place in Benin is a place in Africa where there hasn't been any wars. Or there has been a few conflicts and disagreements, but they still admitted that they needed the peaceful solution. As if you turn to Micaiah 4, verse 3, it says, and he will judge between many people and rebuke strong nations afar off, and they will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not lift up a sword against nation, nor will they learn war anymore. And as you know, this means that they will have peace. There will be peace and not war anymore. So they admitted that they still needed character education, the peaceful solution, character education, taught to their youth so that it will make a change. Because if they didn't have peace taught, in the years later to come, it would get worse, and there will be wars in Benin. Now, in conclusion, remember, if you all turn to Luke 9, verse 62, it says, and Yeshua said to him, no man who puts his hand to the plow, then looks back, is fit for the kingdom of Yahweh. And this is our job, to put our hands to the plow and do not look back. So remember to put your hand to the plow, stay strong in Yahweh's work. And with that, I'll turn it over to the great Khan Zephaniah Hawkins.
Once again, at this time, to continue the presentations, we're going to turn it over to the Peaceful Solution Women's Missionary Team.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. Shabbat Shalom. When I first started the missionary teaching and going out and bringing the peaceful solution to the world, I had no idea what a huge and awesome impact the peaceful solution would have on this world. But now, since I've been going out and teaching the peace solution, bringing it to senators, congressmen, embassies, I realized the huge, extraordinary impact that we have had. The world really needs the peaceful solution, and they know it. They want it, they're begging for it, they're crying out to us, wanting the peaceful solution. And it's such an honor to have that solution for them. We have the solution to stop all wars, the three-step solution that you have heard from the other speakers. And having that solution to stop all wars, we need to take hold of that, and we need to practice it in our lives, because wars are not just the wars over in the Middle East or bombs or guns. It's in our lives, and just an argument can be a war. And when we use this solution to assess the situation and to admit we need a problem, I mean that we have a problem, then we are just practicing that. When we implement the peaceful solution and we take hold of it and we actually practice it in our lives, that's how it's going to work. It can start with you, and it has started with individuals. There are people, I have talked to people, the peaceful solution has helped, and they have used the peaceful solution in their lives, and they are really, really thankful for it. And there are many people, it could be in the hundreds and thousands, that have taken hold of the peace solution all over the world, but that's just the beginning. There, like the speaker before me said, there's going to be 2 billion people coming here who want this program, who want to be taught, because they are tired of seeing all the wars and the fighting and the shootings. Just in the past week, there was a shooting in Washington, D.C., where we were bringing the peaceful solution. So they are tired of it. They're crying out, and they're using this solution, and they're seeing how it's working, and it's spreading throughout the whole entire world. And once the 2 billion people come and take hold of it, that's not it. The whole world will live in peace and will be safe. And that's what they want. That's what I want. But just remember that it starts with you. We may have it on a world scale, but it has to start with your own life. It starts with me. It starts with each and every one of you to take hold of it and to practice it in your life. And then it will start to spread. And we'll see it spreading like wildfires. And it will just go throughout the whole world, and then we will see a safe world for everyone to live in and free of wars just from this program. And it really does work. I've seen it in my life and in others' lives, and it really, really works. But only if you apply it. Like the author of The Peaceful Solution said, the only way it won't work is if you don't. And a lot of people that may say, oh, like there was this one person, we were handing them a flyer, and they said, oh, stopping our wars, that's not possible. It truly is. So, I mean, everyone wants to live in a safe world, and if there's a program or some way that we can do it, then why wouldn't you? If you would just say in your mind, oh, it's not possible, but it really is. You just have to apply it. And I just want to encourage everyone to take hold of it in your lives, to study the peaceful solution constantly, to know all these things in your mind and to practice it so that when those 2 billion people come, when it's, we will be able to teach them, because it's just the beginning until the whole world will be free of war and will know the peaceful solution and know Yahweh's laws. With that, I'll turn it over to the counselor.
For our next speaker, I'd like to introduce the great future priest, Shlomo Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Today I'm going to be talking about the latest trip we went on to Washington, D.C. Now, when we first arrived at Washington, D.C., we did have a few breakdowns, as someone said. The brakes failed and broken windshields and things like that. But we had meetings with senators and with other embassies, and we handed out invitations to them and with other people. And then we gave speeches at the MLK or Martin Luther King Jr. Library and at the Capitol Hilton Hotel. And we talked to them about stopping all wars. And we told them, us the children, we told them that us and our friends and other children don't want to go to school because of the shootings you've seen in Newtown, Connecticut, another shootings that took place. It put fear in those children to where they didn't want to go to school. And we told them about the three steps to stopping all war. To slow down and assess the situation, you could see there's no trust anymore out in this world. And then the step two is we have to admit and we need to be quick about changing. And we have to realize that what we're doing is not working. And then step three is lay a foundation for every child in the world by making the best character education program ever. It'll only take 6 months for most children and adults to complete the program. Now this, we told them that the program works everywhere. In the schools, workplaces, prisons, parenting programs, this program works everywhere. We had a meeting with one of the senators, I can't remember his name, but he asked us a few questions. The main question he asked us was, how is this program different from other programs out there? And we told him that this program, it teaches you the problem, what the problem is, and it shows you steps to solve the problem. Other programs, they teach you about the problem, but they don't give you a solution how to fix the problem. So that's the difference between this program and other programs. And this program, it works everywhere. In the schools, prisons, community centers, everywhere this program works. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to the next speaker.
To continue our presentations here today, it's my honor to introduce the great future priest, Deacon Yishel Abel Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Now, as you have heard, we went on another missionary trip to Washington, D.C., and 2 weeks before this trip, we went and handed out invitations to the senators, congressmen, ambassadors. Their whole offices were welcomed. And did everyone get to see the motorhomes and the writing that was on the side? Okay. So that is what we taught them, the three steps to stop all wars, not just the big wars between nations, but also the small wars between our communities and in the homes. This is the flyer that we handed out. If you can see that. It says, "Stop all wars. What is the fastest way to stop all wars?" The Peaceful Solution Character Education Program offers three simple steps. It is possible to gain trust back. It is possible to stop all wars. If one person can change by following a basic set of rules, then it is possible for all people to change by following those same rules. And then on the back, it has the card. And so then 2 weeks after we handed those out to the senators, congressmen, and the embassies, then we went back and then we handed flyers out to the public, which was the event at the Martin Luther King Library on the 17th of July. And that was the one for the public. But then we had an event on the 16th, which was for the senators, the congressmen, and the embassies. And people showed up and we taught them the three simple steps to stop all wars. And then the next day we had lots of meetings to attend. Lots of meetings. And so then we split up when we went to those meetings. And we had the opportunity to go to the embassy of Namibia, as you heard. And when we went in there, I noticed the Peaceful Solution flyer sitting on their table. And so we talked to them about the three steps. And the one lady that was there, if you remember the event at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, the lady that we met with said something like, that she's seen us somewhere. And then we realized that that was the one that came to that event that was at the Carnegie Endowment. So they do remember the peaceful solution. And then, so many people came for the event that was for the public that night, and we taught them the three steps also. And this is all part of the nations turning their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks and them coming here. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Khan Zafania.
Once again, at this time, we're going to turn it back over to the Women's Peaceful Solution Missionary Team.
Shalom, everyone. You can be seated. I am Toviana, and I'm going to continue to be speaking about the peace solution trip that we had to D.C. to stop all wars. And as you heard, we handed out some flyers for the upcoming events that we are going to have. And the one was for July 16th for the senators and at the Capitol Hilton Hotel, and also the July 17th for the public at the Martin Luther King Library. And we split up in different groups, and some of us taught at the Capitol Hilton, and some were at the MLK Library. And I was able to speak at the Hilton Hotel, and there was one person that we talked to a little bit after we gave our speeches, and he said that he holds great faith in the future with it being in the hands of us who know the Peace Solution Character Education Program. So the following day, we continued to hand out more flyers for the other events, and there was a lot that we handed out. And there was many who took them and read them, and then there were some, like one of the speakers said earlier, that would say it's not possible to stop wars. And they would say that some wars just have to be fought. And we would say, well, have wars ever brought peace? No. And like she said, that it is possible because this program will, because as long as you apply it, because it does work. And some we would say, well, here, take us anyways. This pastor would say, you have a problem, this will solve it. And I know one family that one of us talked to, and we told her it was a character program. She asked, well, is it for everyone? And we said, well, everyone has problems, right? And she's like, oh, yeah, everyone has problems. And we said, well, here, take it, and we'll solve those. And also, when we were handing out flyers and we were walking around, I noticed some different people who stuck out and how I realized how they really need the peace solution. And there was one little incident that occurred when we were driving, and it was like a road rage where both the driver and the person that was crossing the street were convinced they both had the right of way. So when the person that was walking walked by, they hit the back of the driver's car. And of course the guy got out, and thankfully he went back into the car and didn't go do anything. But after seeing this, I could see how without the Peace Solution Character Education Program, how wars could start and how they could escalate. You know, like if the man didn't get back in his car or he had a gun, what could have come of that? And then he wouldn't have had much of a future. He would have just been put in prison and then never taught and then released back and most likely put back in there. And that's like what we brought up in some of our speeches, how they have to be educated and shown how to change to be able to change. And in conclusion, I just encourage you to continue to do your part. And I know almost every time we hear up when they do their sermons and on the missionary videos, that whether we get on an RV or not, we still are a part of the missionary. And it's true, because we all are a team working together. And so when everyone does their part in their different work areas, everything goes together better. And remember, as we do our part in this work, soon we will be all going out. It's even bigger, to the universe, and teaching the different planets and the beings the Peace Solution Character Education Program. And with this, I'll turn it over to the men's side.
To continue to hear about the exciting things from this past trip, it's now my honor to introduce the great deacon, Tawakia Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Now, even though there may have been a couple of trials, a couple of tests, a couple of tires that blew, a couple of engines overheating, we still got to the place that we wanted to get. And that's the main goal that we were trying to accomplish. There was also a couple late nights, but we finished the part of the work that we wanted to finish. So we accomplished that goal. Now, at the Martin Luther King Library, I had the opportunity to speak on the topic of war and some of the statistics of the current deaths in the United States. Now, war brings misery, and out of all this misery that we see in the world, all around the world in this current time, there is a character education program that can solve this, and that is the peaceful solution, which is the laws of Yahweh, as we've all been told several times over and over again. So now, if you have your book of Yahweh, you can turn over to Isaiah 2, it's on page 531. It says, 2 verse 4, it says, "He will judge among the nations and will rebuke many people. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not lift up sword against nation, neither will they learn war anymore." So this way of life that they've been taught will be changed. With our help, with the peaceful solution and the laws of Yahweh, that way of life of continual fighting and greed will be changed to a way that will bring abundant living, joy, and peace. To everyone, not just to a few people, to everyone in the world. And it starts with you. Now, war, from the Merriam-Webster's dictionary, it means a state of hostility or antagonism. If we have this in our life, then we need to get it out. If we are having conflicts, then we need to get it out. We need to find the peaceful solution to every situation. As you remember, Pastor said, if you see sin, you need to nip it in the bud. Don't let it go any further. So we need to nip it in the bud and get this out of our life as soon as possible. Now, there was an embassy that I had the opportunity to go to, and this was the Mexican embassy. And the lady that we talked to, she was very impressed with what we were doing. What the peaceful solution was accomplishing and what we had already done. Okay, and there's also a great work that's going on in Mexico and is continuing to grow as we speak. And as some of the previous speakers said, this is a great work and it's going to the whole world. Every single nation is getting this work or is getting this message brought to them from our overseer and from the works of us. From the works of the donkey's colt. So just, I encourage you to keep trying, keep pushing forth, so you can come forth as gold. And with that, I'll turn it over to Greg Collins of Fun.
For our next speaker, we get to hear from the great future priest, Zebulon Hawkins. Shabbat shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. I've also had the recent opportunity to go and meet with congressmen and senators in Washington, D.C., along with the fellow Peace of Solution members. One of the congressmen that really stuck out to me, you've heard his name before, is Congressman Don Young. And the reason he really stuck out to me is because whenever we met with him, he wanted to hear everything we had to say. He agreed with everything we had to say. And he said that we need this program everywhere. Because we told him how the program can work, where it can help. And he sees the benefit that this program can have on people's lives. So, now, one thing that really stuck out when talking to him is he does not like video games. He has 14 grandchildren, and he tries to get every single one of them not to play video games. He said all the video games out in today's society, they're violent. And he said, these kids, they're playing them. He said, one day you can kill 500 people on a video game, and the next day you can go back and kill 500-600 more people on the video game. And these video games ain't showing you the consequences of what would really occur if you actually done that to someone, if you actually killed somebody. So he said, these video games, they ain't showing the consequences, and they're not. All they're showing is he said you actually get rewarded for killing people. No consequences, rewards. You get money, bigger guns, different weapons to kill people, but they're not showing you the consequences, the jail, or even getting killed yourself. So they're not showing the consequences that would come about if you would actually do this. One of the things he also mentioned, he had a granddaughter who had got caught up in drugs. And he said he put her through rehab centers and tried to get her help everywhere he could, but he said they didn't help. They didn't work. The reason they're not working is because they don't have these answers. They don't know how to help the people. But the peaceful solution, we do. We can help the people, teach them self-respect, to respect their bodies, and we can get them turned around. He said that they didn't help her. She was still on drugs. So he said the only option that he had left was to put her in jail. He left her in jail for 3 years. Now, she is out of jail now, and he said all he can do is hope that she doesn't go back to drugs. And that's all the world is living off now, is hope. But the thing is, their hope is dwindling. It's getting smaller and smaller because they're seeing that what they're hoping for is never going to come true. So that's just a couple of things that really stuck out. He agrees. I told him that his granddaughter, if we can get this program out to people, all the children, they won't end up having to get involved in drugs, gangs, or any other risk-taking behaviors. And I told him that, yes, he had to put her in jail, but the thing is, with the peaceful solution, if we can teach the children, there won't be no need to take them away from their families and stick them inside an institution or a jail or anywhere, because they will know the right and proper way to conduct themselves. Praise God. The peaceful solution can help, and it is helping. People are seeing that. So before I leave, I just want to say for all the future missionaries that will be going out, if you ever get the opportunity to go to D.C., if you think it's hot in Texas, wait till you go to D.C. and walk around on asphalt. You'll be waiting for one of these, what Texas calls trees, to pop up so you can walk underneath it. So that's all I have for you today. And with that, if you all please stand, I'd like to present to you the great Kahan Zephaniah Hawkins.
Once again, we're going to turn it over to the Women's Peaceful Solution Missionary Team.
Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. So, as what you heard, the speaker was saying that it's really hot. But I heard right when we left, I heard that we missed the rain. We missed the rain that was in Texas. But I see the forecast, we brought the heat back. So, as you've seen or heard, we've gone on another trip. As all of us already probably know, we've gone to Washington, D.C. with the help of all of you and the help of Yahweh. Our trip to D.C. was a very successful and busy, but joyful. We couldn't have had a successful trip without Yahweh guiding our very step. So the first day of the trip, we handed out flyers to everyone, even the congressmen, the congresswomen, and the senators, inviting them to come to our two events about stopping all wars. Now, there was two invitation. We handed out one of them that was for the congressmen, the congresswomen, and the senators, which was at the Capitol Hilton Hotel. The second invitation was handed out to the public, and that was held at the Martin Luther King's Library. Now, while we were handing out these invitations for the public, I remember this one woman when I gave her the invitation, and she seen on the top it says, "Stop all wars." She asked, "How could you do that? How could you stop wars?" Well, I told her about the Peace Solution Character Education Program, and I told her some of the things that are inside of the Peace Solution and how it can stop wars and even the crimes and violences that we see every day. I remember her saying, "Yes, I definitely need that," or "We definitely need that." And thinking about it, it kind of reminded me on what Pastor always says, you know, that they're groping in the darkness looking for an answer. They see the problem that this world has, but they don't try to make a change because they don't know how to. They don't have the answers until the house of Yahweh gives them that answer, the laws of Yahweh, the peace of solution. Now, when we share these things, the solutions for these problems, I see a big smile on their faces. And they really agree on what we say, and they really support us in everything that we say and what we do. Now, I was able to speak at the Martin Luther King's Library about stopping all wars. And after we were done speaking, quite a bit of people came to the booth and wanted to know more about the peace solution, wanted to know more information. And in between the handing out flyers, in between the speakings, we also had meetings with the senators or the congressmen, aides. So it was a very busy week. But this work couldn't have got done without teamwork, without Yahweh's guidance, without pastors' encouragement and training all of us to become better speakers and to practice it in our own lives. Without all of us here, sitting here, working together as one in unity. And with this, I'd like to turn it over to the men's side.
For our next speaker, we're going to hear from the great deacon, Yishel David Hawkins.
Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. I'm going to be continuing off where everyone left off about the wonderful trip that we just had to Washington, D.C. And they told you about how we passed out flyers, handed them out to people, put them on cars, and handed them out in Congress and Senate offices, and inviting people to the event that we were going to have about stopping all wars. Now, we showed the people that came to the event how wars, they range from not just the big wars, the nuclear wars between cities and countries and villages, but also in our communities, in our communities and our families, between brothers and sisters, brothers, friends, and how the same concepts that the Peaceful Solution uses to stop these minor wars are the same concepts that can be used to stop the large-scale wars. And you heard the three steps from the previous speakers, how we need to admit that we need to change, we need to assess the situation, and of course, lay a foundation of positive moral character. Now, I'm going to talk to you about these three steps, but when we presented them to Congressman Tim Griffin from Arkansas. So I'm going to tell you pretty much of what occurred from start to finish. We went into his office, we spoke with the attendant, we told him we were with the Peaceful Solution, and we're have a meeting with Congressman Tim Griffin. So they told us, you know, go ahead and sit down and wait for him, he'll be here momentarily, he's voting. So we sat down there, we waited a little bit, got our minds ready. And all of a sudden, the door bursts open, and he comes walking in. "Tim Griffin, at your service." So he walks in and sits down in the chair next to us, all nice and relaxed and calm. And the first thing I noticed about him is he had a totally different demeanor than all the other congressmen and senators that we met with. He was calm, humble. He wasn't all high and cocky and, like, I guess you could say prideful. He was humble, and he just sat down and listened. So he said, "Talk to me." So we told him about the Peaceful Solution Program, how it can stop all wars. We presented him with the three steps, and we told him, just like I told you, that the same concepts that are used to stop these little wars can be used to stop these big wars. And He sat and listened, but at times he stopped us and he interjected. He said, it was like almost he had been reading our books already. It was almost like he read the exact same page that we were teaching him from on our website, and he just like continued on where we left off. I thought that was really, really amazing there. So that was great. Praise Yahweh. And at other times he interjected with support and his agreement to the program and how well it is. And he expressed his disgust for violent video games and for movies. He says he has children that, you know, he wants to take them to movies and things like that at times, but he took his daughter to one movie. It was about a shark being trapped in ice or something. And they said it was PG-rated because the shark was trapped in ice and that could be bad for the shark. So he said that there were so many cuss words and so many violence in that movie, he doesn't want to take his daughter to see any more movies anymore. Praise Yahweh. Now, I'm running short on time, so I'm going to kind of skip to the end of it. We, you know, he went back to relax. We were done with the meeting, and we left, and we forgot to take a picture with him. So we came back to take a picture, and he said, I'm here at your service. Take the picture. And then Deacon David, he left his water in the office. So we left, and we came back to grab the water quickly. And as we're leaving down the stairs, he comes bursting out the door. He sticks his head out and says, hey, I mean what I said. Keep in touch with me. I need to get these books from you. So that was really great. So the people are accepting this program with open arms, and it's great to see that. So I want to encourage all of you to keep studying, keep reading these books, keep, you know, listening to the sermons, reading the Peaceful Solution books and studying, because people are listening and the people will be coming. So with that, if you'll all please stand, I'd like to turn it over to the great Hans Afanya.
And now we get to hear from the great deacon, Samuel Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. You may be seated. If you have your book, Yahweh, I'd like everyone to turn to Proverbs chapter 29. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 25. And the title of my sermon today, I'd like to talk about the safety. Safety only comes from Yahweh. And this is very important. Because when we go out and teach the world the peaceful solution, we're actually teaching them the laws of Yahweh. And we can see right now that the world actually desires the peace and safety. But the only problem is that they're trying to achieve it through war. Now, safety, in the Oxford Dictionary, it says protected from danger or risk. So you see there, that doesn't go together. War does not bring forth peace. If you want peace, teach peace. Now, in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25, on page 515, it says the fear of man only brings a trap. But he who puts his trust in Yahweh, notice that, he who puts his trust in Yahweh will be safe. And we all should know here that the house of Yahweh is the only place of safety. Now, through the laws and prophecies that's been taught to us, it shows us that this place is the only place of safety and peace, the house of Yahweh, because we are taught the laws of peace and safety. And the world right now has no safety right now. They have what's called a false safety. And what I'm talking about is this worldly entertainment where they escape reality. They go into this fantasy world. Like, for example, movies, right? Where they show that you can do whatever you want to do. And make whatever choice you want, and there'll be no consequences for it. And this is what they're seeking after, the world, because they don't have any hope. They seek this false safety because they have no hope. They have nothing to look forward to. And, you know, they're stuck in this, remember, the 6,000 years of continual war, you know, and it actually has become a habit where they don't know what else to do. That's the only thing that they've been taught for 6,000 years is war. So what we have to do, we have to re-educate them. Educate them in peace. Educate them how to have safety through this program, the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program. So brothers and sisters, have confidence in this program. Because remember, when we teach the peaceful solution, we're teaching this dying world the laws of Yahweh. Now, once we put our trust and confidence in Yahweh, that's where the safety comes from. So, brothers and sisters, be ready. Be ready to teach. Be ready to give an answer to the world's problem. Be ready to go to the nation and show them to stop all the wars. Praise y'all. If you all please stand, I'd like to now turn over to Khan Stefania.
Once again, it's time to hear from the Women's Peaceful Solution Missionary Team.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. You may be seated. My name is Brittany, and as the speakers before me said, we recently went to Washington, D.C., but I want to start with a quote from the Peaceful Solution. And it says, a leader has a vision that something can be done, and he has a conviction, and he motivates and encourages others to join together with him to make this vision a reality. And as we all know, that's exactly what Yisrael Hawkins did. He had a vision that peace could be found and that it wasn't being found with war. He had a vision that we could have peace throughout the entire world. And he encouraged all of us to get involved, and he continues to encourage the world to get involved as well. And as the previous speaker said, we've witnessed the peaceful solution work in our own lives. And as we go out, we witness it work in the lives of all those around the world. Now, on this last trip, we split up in different groups, and we met with different senators and congressmen. And one that we met with that really stuck with me was Senator Kelly Ayotte from New Hampshire. We met with her aide. And when we were talking with her, we told her that we were there to present a program that could stop all wars. And the first thing she said was, oh, you can stop the wars in Afghanistan. We said, absolutely we can. But we're talking about a little closer to home. People don't think about the conflicts you have with the person you work with or the person down the street or the gang wars in your city. They don't think about that as a war. And by the time we left her office, she said, you know what? This is what we need. This can solve the problems in our communities. And she agreed with us. Praise Yahweh. And as we went on presenting it, as they said at one of our events, it was at the Capitol Hilton Hotel, when we were at the booth, there was a man who, he said his job is to travel America finding the best education programs out there. And as he came up, we went through books with him, different, like the self-control book and the character book, and we pointed out the overview of the peaceful solution, and we gave him our cards to pass out, and he said, you know, of all the character education programs I've came across, this has got to be the absolute best program I've ever seen. And we agreed with him, and we said, you know, you're right. If you start using this, we can eliminate bullies. There's no doubt about it. And as we were passing out flyers, we came across this one caddy that was going down D.C., and we came up to him and we said, would you like an invitation to find out how to stop all wars? He said, well, how can we stop all wars? He said, let me give you a history lesson. War has never brought peace. And we said, that's exactly what we were going to tell you. War doesn't bring peace. You have to be willing to take a step back from the situation and educate yourself on the entire situation before people jump, because that's why we have wars. Like the overseers told us before, war is planned. War doesn't start when we invade a country, and war doesn't start when we push the bomb, when we send off a nuclear bomb. War starts with planning. And we said, if you can plan a nuclear war, can't you plan a way for peace? If you can plan one, why can't we plan the other? It's not impossible. And as one of the speakers said before, on the way to our MLK, the Martin Luther King Jr. Library, we witnessed a road rage. And I've never witnessed road rage personally. I've only heard about it and seen it on the news. But this man got out of the vehicle, and I was scared because how many of you remember the man in Abilene who got out of his vehicle and shot the guy at the gas station? Okay, so we were scared that we were fixing to witness a murder right there in the middle of D.C. But thankfully, there was somebody in the middle. This man's girlfriend stepped up in between him and told the man, no, calm down, just keep going and leave the situation alone. And the trucker calmed down, and he got back in his vehicle, and he went off. But without that person, that one person who stood up for morals and said, you know, we don't have to fight. It was a mistake and we can move on. It could have escalated into a bigger problem. And so that's when we realized there are people out there who have morals. They have a little bit. But without the laws of Yahweh, they don't have it all. But we can present them with all of them. And going on, we talked about, in one of our speeches, we talked about the Trayvon Martin case. If anyone's familiar with that, just this last Thursday, they passed the verdict of not guilty. And as soon as it came out, The news was flooding with riots in Washington, D.C., riots in New York, Florida, California, and it just kept going. And we were saying that that's our solution. As our society, if we don't agree with something, you get a whole group of people together and you start rioting in the streets. You raise a little cane until somebody you catch their attention and they're going to make a difference. But where does that get us? When you have riots, people die. If you're trying to riot to stop someone from dying and people die, where's the solution? It's just more arguing, more arguing. You know, in closing, I want to leave you with this. We came up with an acronym for WAR. And WAR is that we always have a war because we think that we are right. But we can turn everything negative into a positive. And we can have it. WAR is we are willing, able, and ready to make a change with the peaceful solution if we all come together and work as a team. And with that, I turn it back over to the Mensa.
To continue our presentation at this time, it's an opportunity and an honor to introduce the great deacon, Toby Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom! How's everyone doing on this great Sabbath day? Praise God. You may be seated. So, we're talking about stopping all wars and how we can do that. And like the previous speakers talked about, on the way there we had some difficulties, and I think Satan is seeing that this work is picking up, so she's picking up on her things that she tries to do to stop us from getting there. But, you know, we had tires and all these things, but something I kind of thought that was funny on the way back, you know, she said, well, I guess if I lock the brakes up on one of the motorhomes, that might put a stop to this traveling going on here and putting this message out. But she didn't know that, you know, we were prepared for it and we were going to take care of it. We were going to get back on the road to get back here to able to give this information to you. But, you know, as we were passing out the flyers throughout Washington, D.C., you know, people would look at them and they'd say, stop all wars. Seriously? I mean, y'all can stop all wars? Yes, we can. We can stop all wars. And one of the comments that was made, you know, there's no way we can stop wars. We're always going to have wars. And I thought about that. Why would someone say that? Why do you think that we will always have wars? Well, in the current direction that we are going, we will continually have wars unless we do something to stop the wars and turn this around to a different direction. And I started to think about it, you know, it has to do with how society is being trained. We've been trained in war from the beginning. We've been trained on how to retaliate, how to bring pain to one another. These things we've been trained in. So naturally, that is what we're going to revert back to. You know, Deuteronomy 6:7, it says, teach them diligently to your children and talk about them when you sit in your house and when you walk on the road and when you lie down and when you rise up. That's how important it is. We have to teach these things, these 613 laws, the peaceful solution, diligently, or that character, that negative character of wanting to always retaliate or take what is not yours will slowly creep back in, because it's much easier to, you know, not care about another person or not show respect or, you know, just what can I do to benefit myself? That's very easy to do, but it's harder to, how can I serve others? How can I be a help to the people that I'm around? But, you know, 3 billion hours are spent a week. 3 billion hours are spent in 1 week across the world playing video games. Children spend 55 hours a day, 55 hours a week, I'm sorry, 55 hours a week watching television, on the internet, and all these things. What are they teaching them? They're teaching them how to have war. Now, you know, we were in the different places and we were handing these things out. And let me tell you, I think we covered every car and person in Washington, D.C. We were having trouble finding cars and people to hand these things out to. We were walking around, you know, trying to find different streets and all these things, because we didn't just go up there to, you know, pass out a couple flyers. We went out there and we passed out thousands of flyers. We walked up and down streets all day. And that's what we were sent there to do. And we couldn't have done it without your help here at Able. You know, The flyers had to be printed. They had to be packed. People had to deal with the shipping. All these things had to be done in order for this work to even go forth. So, you know, remember this. They're groping at noonday. They don't have the answers. You know, we have the answers here at Able. So remember that and be ready to teach. We are the teachers that are going to bring about peace to this world very soon. With this, I'm going to turn it over to the great Khan Zephaniah.
And one more time, we get to hear from the women's missionary team.
Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. My name is Olma, and I'm going to continue speaking to you about our last trip and say a little more. And as you've heard, it was a very successful trip. Our whole theme this time when we went out was to stop all wars, as you've seen and heard. You know, and if you've seen the motorhomes, we had it plastered up on the windows. We had the magnets and everything on the cargo trailers. So, and you know, even before we had reached our destination, which was D.C., Yahweh was still allowing that message to go out. There was people that was, you know, driving by and they had honked their horns and they would wave to us. And then, but one that really stuck out to me was this man on a motorcycle. And he drove all the way to the front of the RV. And he had this big smile on his face, and then he threw his thumbs up, you know, saying yes, showing he agreed with the message. Another thing was, this whole week was very eventful, from the time that we arrived there, way up until the very minute that we had left. We arrived very early that morning. It was 2:00 in the morning, to be exact. So once we got there, you know, we had to hook up all the RVs and everything, so by the time we went to sleep, it was 4:00 in the morning. To which we had to wake up at 6:00 to be able to start our work by 8:00. And so if you remember a while back, one of the great Kahans was talking about in his sermon, he said, after riding for so many hours in an RV, you know, with the same people cooped up all the time, it starts to become a little, you know? So imagine that, plus only running on 2 hours of sleep, right? Oh, I'm just joking. It would turn out okay. So we started early that morning passing out the invitations, which was for the two big events that we heard. There was some for the public, and there was also some that was for the congressmen, the senators, and the embassy leaders, or the ambassadors. And by the end, like we just heard one of the men say, you know, it was thousands. It was 5,000 flyers, to be exact. And there was 32 of us and 5,000 flyers, but we still got the job done. While passing out our invitations, you know, we had to split up. We're still a team, but we had to split up in groups so we could get it out faster. And we had went into the Cannon and Longworth building, to which we went into each office and we personally hand-delivered them an invitation to the Stop All Wars event. And in the room, even some of the receptionists, you know, they asked us, so what's your program about? Can you tell us? And they told us, not only will I pass it on to our congressperson, but I'll also share it with everybody else in the office as well. Most of the time, we are on the streets passing out the flyers for the events, you know, for the two nights. And no need to say, just by looking at some of us, you can see, as you've heard too, the weather was kind of hot. If we didn't get tan, we kind of got burned. So, and needless to say, when it came time to do a meeting and go into a building with the air conditioner, we were very thankful for that. We may not have looked so like a pretty sight, but we were very nice. It was very nice to help us cool down. We'd be walking and handing out the flyers, and like said, sometimes we had to split, but it was like a challenge. And like said before, not a competition, but a challenge. And what we would do is, we were determined, it was our goal to take however big our stack was we had walking in the streets, because you know you can't really drive, it's easier to walk in D.C. How many ever, it was our goal to get those invitations passed out before we went back. And just a few more things, it's all glory goes to Yahweh, which we know that. And we know the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program is His laws, but it's in a way that the world can understand them. Yahweh is opening the minds of the people, and He's also opening up doors where people can, you know, start accepting the program. The first event we had, which was said was at the Capitol Hilton Hotel, which I had the privilege to speak that night also. And about the man, like some of the women had said, you know, he's a man who is very involved in promoting the top character education programs in the world. and he had said that, "I am very impressed," after the speeches were done. He said, "This is the best character education program ever, and I feel safe knowing that America could be in your hands in the future." He said, "This is what we need. In your hands," meaning that, you know, he sees that we have the solution that could be offered for it, and that it could solve the problems. It could solve all wars, you know, be it small or big. And in conclusion, I'd like to encourage you, as I said before, you know, if you don't have a job in the House of Yahweh, to find one and help us in spreading this message of peace to the world, for it's the only program that will bring true peace, joy, and love. And with that, I'd like to turn it back to the men's side.
Excellent presentations from the young men and women. Praise God. Now at this time, we get to hear from the great Deacon David Knighton Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom, Saints of Yahweh. Please be seated. It is really great to be here today, and I thank you for the opportunity to speak before the Saints of Yahweh. I tell you, I've got a few notes here, but really, I think they're going to go by the wayside, because I'm just excited about the way things took place on this last trip. As I look back, and I was thinking about it standing up here, and all the things that took place, and I want all you parents to think about this. If you had about seven young boys, and you piled them in a couple vehicles and traveled 30 hours straight driving, do you think you'd have your hair pulled out and everything by the time you got to where you're going? I mean, think about it for a minute. That is really tough. When you've got some young children and you're driving that long, it's really tough. But I'm here to tell you right now today that these young men, and the young women too, I understand, but the young men, they conducted themselves in a manner that I've really never quite seen before. I mean, Yahweh's Spirit Holy is truly overshadowing them and coming into a superabundance among these future priests and priestesses. I was just so impressed. I'm so very, very, very excited about it. And Pastor mentioned not long ago in a sermon the joy that would come when you see on the screen, when you see the children, when you see them teaching, when you see them speaking fluently and logically to people, to where it makes sense and the people are asking them questions. I got to tell you, on this trip, we're sitting with world leaders, and some of the past trips, they were always talking to the adults mostly, and the children got an opportunity to say a few things, but this time, they were asking the children how to solve the problems. I'll tell you, they would start out, the boys would start out by telling them that we have the answer to all the world's problems. We have the answer on how to stop all wars. And one of the boys asked, "What is your problem? What is your problem?" You know, that's the first thing that they have to do, is they've got to realize that there's a problem there. And then the boys took them through the steps. Assess the situation. See exactly what's going on around you. Admit that there is a problem in your life, in your community, in your state, in your nation. And then lay the foundation of the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program. Implement it in all schools, all businesses, everywhere where you can possibly put it. Now, the author of The Peaceful Solution, Israel Hawkins, has been teaching these young people for a long time now. And it's showing forth, I'm telling you, because they are teaching the nations and they're doing a really fine job of it. They're not scared to go up and talk to these men and the women, these leaders in the world. They're not scared to go into a foreign embassy on foreign soil and talk to these world leaders and tell them with confidence that they know the answer to their problems. They're not scared of that. And these are young children, 8, 9, 10, 13 years old. It's amazing. What were you doing when you were that age? And I got to tell you, if anyone sees anybody, you know, acting maybe a little foolishly from time to time, you know, children do that some. You know, they play still. That foolishness is coming out of them, though. But they still play a little bit, right? But I'm going to tell you, they're not out there causing problems in the world. They're not out there breaking into cars. They're not out there going to movies and video games and going swimming at public pools and causing all the more problems out there in the world. These young men and women are here giving the answers. And I just had to say that. And I'm sorry I didn't get to all of my notes, but... You can do this too. I'd like you to keep in mind something. When you go out and talk to people in this world and you're talking to them about the peaceful solution, it's really quite simple if you remember these simple steps on how to stop all wars. And you can do it too. You can tell them. You can tell them the answer to stopping the STDs, the birth defects, all wars, all fighting. And you know, this missionary team has grown from a small group of people to much larger now. But I can tell you, during that time, they've also grown in righteousness. Because there's no fighting, no arguing. Everyone knows they got a job. If something breaks down, like you heard from the great deacon, everyone's out there working on it. Nobody's all flustered or cursing or anything like that. We get to work and we do the job. And I got to tell you now, these young priests and priestesses, just keep in mind, they're going out, they're taking this out to the schools. Very soon now, you will see this taking place far beyond what you ever imagined. And with that, if you'll please stand, I'd like to turn this over, back over to the great Kahan, Zephaniah Heimerman.
Praise God.
Please continue standing. Our next speaker is the great Kahan, Tobia Hawkins.
Praise y'all. You may be seated.
Shabbat shalom, everybody.
So this trip was to stop all wars, to spread this message to Congress, congressmen, women, senators, the embassies, the people on the street that came to the MLK. It was a big job. A lot of it, I don't think they've mentioned that we went before this trip a week before and passed out and met with embassies and congressmen and handed out flyers. So this was a big undertaking to get this message out to the people, in Congress, to make them stop and look at us and listen to what we have to say. I'd like to, the first scripture, I'd like you all to turn over to page 753. It's Matthew 24. It's verse 34 and 35. It says, 34, truly I say to you, that generation will not pass away until all these things are fulfilled. Now, all these things, he says, until all these things are fulfilled. All these prophecies are fulfilled. It says in 35, heaven and earth may pass away, but my words, my teachings pertaining to the laws and the prophecies will not pass away. And the laws and the prophecy are the foundation. That's what we stand upon. When we go out and teach this, we stand on the laws and prophecies, these peaceful solutions. That's the foundation for all this. And that's going to keep us grounded here. And you know, when we come back to Abilene. So I'd like to ask you, what is peace and what is war? Because that's what it was. It was to stop all wars. Well, a lot of people, when we went there, they had their own views on what war and what peace was. Well, and I looked it up this, you know, in the dictionary and said peace, order within a community provided for by laws. And we all know who gave us the laws? Who began with the laws? Yahweh, right? Man added to all those laws, and they have multiple laws now. And the community is the earth. Okay? And where, you know, Yahweh created the earth. If we turn over to Genesis, in the beginning, in Genesis 1, it says, in the beginning, Yahweh created the heavens and the earth. Okay? And it says, now the earth was empty without form. The earth became without form and empty, the darkness. It says in verse 3, it says, Yahweh said, let there be light, and there was light. And you can see how, at the very beginning, how he was giving the instructions and how, you know, a pastor's taught us how these microorganisms are around us and how he can control these microorganisms and how he can control the lights and how they were obedient to his commands. And the same with what we're being taught by pastor in these last days, to obey his teachings, Yahweh's teachings. He's bringing forth Yahweh's teachings in these last days. And you see that in the children over the past, you know, more than 4 years we've been doing this, and how the children have grown and how their obedience and how they listen to the instructions that are given when we're out on these trips. In Genesis 2, it's 2:15. It says, then Yahweh took a man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work and care for it. And Yahweh commanded that man, saying, every tree of the garden you may eat freely. Okay, so there, commanded. That's when Yahweh gave us those laws. And those are the laws that we need to, those 613 laws. We need to be obedient to. And it says, but the tree of knowledge, the righteous and evil, we must not eat of. For in that day you will eat of it, you shall surely die. And you can see that's where this war, and if you look up the word war, it says to struggle or compete with opposing forces. You know, we talk about And then conflict, okay? So the conflict is a big thing. Okay, and at this time, I'd like to turn it over to the great Khan Shemuel Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. Please be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. If you would go ahead and turn over to Isaiah 2:2, we also have the second witness to this in Micaiah 4:1. And we've heard some of the younger speakers talking about how the peaceful solution is the laws of Yahweh. We're going to talk about this a little bit. But we know that Yahweh is going to bring peace to this world. And we know that without our Heavenly Father, you know, we are nothing. So in Isaiah 2:2, it says, it will come to pass in the last days that the mountain promotion of the house of Yahweh will be established in the chief of the nations, will be raised above all congregations, and all nations will eventually flow to it. And many people will go and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh, to the house of the Father of Jacob. He will teach us of his ways, and we'll walk in his paths, for the laws will depart from Zion, and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem. And verse 4, he will judge among the nations, and will rebuke, that is, teach many people. They will beat their swords into plowshares. They're going to willingly lay down their weapons and stop teaching, because they actually teach war. They teach the cadets, they teach their soldiers, they teach them war, and they teach them that it's okay to kill someone else, to kill their enemy. You know, whoever it is that you consider your enemy, that they teach it's okay. But, you know, in reality, we're all very similar. We all come from the same man and woman, and, you know, we can actually learn to accept each other's differences in learning to work together. Now, if you turn over to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. So, we went to Washington, D.C. to teach that we must stop all wars, and that there's three steps to stop all wars. The first step being that we have to assess the situation, that there is no trust. And, you know, if you think about it, why do we have disagreements amongst our brothers or sisters or amongst our supervisors? If you really think about it, it's because we don't trust each other. We don't trust that someone else doesn't want to do us wrong. They have righteous intentions. They want to have peace. You know, we all want to be able to work together to do the work of Yahweh, to bring forth peace to the world, to become perfect like Yahweh, to develop his perfect character and image. And in Leviticus 19:18, you know, we see here Yahweh's laws. Don't steal, don't trespass, don't commit fornication, adultery. Leviticus 19:18 says, don't seek revenge nor bear a grudge against one of your own people. And this bearing a grudge, this, you know, allowing our emotions to get the best of us, which really isn't the best of us, it's the worst of us. You know, allowing our emotions to rule over us to where we would have negative thoughts. You know, the peaceful solution teaches us, and laws, Yahweh's laws teach us, that we need to have positive thoughts. We need to have cool thoughts. We need to encourage one another, build up one another. It's this attitude of servitude. When you develop the true attitude of servitude, where you put others, you know, everyone before yourself, you'll have true peace in your life. Because it's the selfishness, it's our own selfishness that's what causes wars. You know, this fighting and this greed and lust for our own self, our own selfishness. And we're here to bring peace. We are bringing peace to the world. Whether they accept it or not, we're going to teach them. And Yahweh's prophecies are going to be fulfilled, that all nations will flow to the house of Yahweh to be taught Yahweh's laws, to be taught peace. And, you know, we're going to be here doing our jobs, working together as a body in unity, every job being important. No matter what it is, every job is important. Every job. You have to get to a point in your life where you understand that it doesn't matter what you're doing. If you've got a job, you've got importance and you've got value, because we are all valuable. So may Yahweh bless your understanding. I'd like to turn it over to the great Kohen Nathaniel Hawkins.
Praise Yahweh, saints of Yahweh. You may all be seated. You know, really understanding why we're going out to the various nations, why we went out to Washington, D.C., to offer up the only way that's going to be able to change the hearts and minds of the people and bring them toward peace. You know, the experience is, and, you know, I think that, you know, of course, when it comes to sin and immorality and injustice, the best teacher is not experience. We don't have to experience being robbed from. We don't have to experience being violently accosted. We don't have to experience these things. But it is very, very necessary and mandatory for us to experience the positivity that comes through teaching and learning and practicing the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program. The aspects of peace that are often overlooked, many times overlooked. You know, when we went to the various engagements, the idea was to push forward three main ways that'll stop all wars. And they're so simple. They're so simple, and they seem so small that they're easily overlooked. Very, very easily overlooked in our everyday lives, each and every one of us. But the first one is to assess the situation, assess your problem. And another way to say assess is to listen. I tell you, I guess I'm not a hard individual to please at all, because to me, some of the best experiences that I saw was the taxi rides that we took from various places. Two taxi rides in particular with two individuals. The first and second driver were from Ethiopia. And, you know, the first driver that we were with, you know, taking us to one of the embassies, we took us over to the Libyan embassy from Capitol Hill. You know, he was telling us, look, you don't have to go anywhere else. The place where you should first start teaching peace is here in America. Everybody here in America needs to learn how to teach peace. We said, that's exactly what we're doing. That's exactly what we're doing. That's why we're here in the nation's capital, so that we have the opportunity to come and let people know. If you remember, Pastor said that true democracy is the opportunity and the ability to choose between righteousness and evil. Okay? To choose between life and death. That's true democracy. And unless that option is given, there's no true democracy. There's no true democracy in choosing evil and evil, having your options being the wrong thing and the wronger thing, right? That's not a true choice. But, you know, just to listen to what they said and then to listen to what the second taxi driver, he had just experienced a situation that he was very frustrated. He was so frustrated that a bunch of four strangers come in his cab and he starts telling us his situation and his problems. But, you know, in assessing the situation or having the opportunity to practice that aspect of bringing peace in assessing the situation, the ride was probably about 7 minutes. By the time we left out of there, we were able to give him a card, and the man was almost brought to tears just because we would listen. Just because we would listen. And that's exactly what he said. He said, "Thank you. I thank you for listening to my problem." We the remedy, we gave him the Peaceful Solution card. I said, you know, take a look at that. Share it with your children. You know, we're out here. We're striving to change the whole world and make it into a better place for all of us to abide. You know, and he was almost, I mean, he was so, he had so much gratitude and he was so thankful just because we would listen and address his particular topic. You know, and so that's how powerful these aspects of bringing peace to the whole world is. You'll get people to follow you and to want to be part of what you're doing if we would initially just learn the awesome attribute of being able to listen actively and being part of this work. So anyway, that's my testimony of this the awesome trip. It was amazing. The things that I saw, the things I experienced, you know, we don't have a lot of time to go through it right now, but it's a blessing, and all of us will be able to experience that. And at this time, if you'd all please stand, I'd like to turn the floor over to Kahan Kananya.
Praise y'all. You may be seated. Now, I have a question for you. Do you believe that we can stop all wars? Yes. Part number two, are you ready to teach it? Yes. All right, because this is your training ground right now. Turn over to Isaiah chapter 44. I'm not going to read a lot of scriptures because I don't have a lot of time. But as you heard some of the speakers, the young men and the young women, I tell you what, like the great Deacon David said, they have come tremendously far in their growth, in their speaking abilities, you know, in their ability to be able to present the message of peace. You know, I feel very confident that they could sit at the head of a table amongst many diplomats and dignitaries, as we had that demonstrated this trip, and give them confident, reasonable, realistic answers to all their problems. And that's the young men and the young women. They're able to do this because of the training that they're receiving here at the House of Yahweh from the one sent, the laws of peace. And that's something that we're all getting, and we all have the opportunity to do. This, what you're seeing right now, is just one group. It's just the beginning of a great work. 2 billion people. 2 billion people are going to come out of this, and they're going to be looking for teachers. You know, they're going to be looking for people to guide them. And you can see the desperation in the people's faces out there in the world. Even people who run around D.C., you'll encounter a lot of joggers, a lot of cyclists, you know, a lot of people vacationing. People are lost. They're looking for something. Maybe that's where they're jogging. Maybe they're jogging to find an answer. We had one man who came all the way from Georgia. We didn't have him, but when we were waiting to park, he had a backpack and his hiking stick, and he said he came all the way from Georgia to come to see this big mountain. You know, he crossed a whole bunch of mountains, and then he pointed to his left. Well, that's not my left, that's my right. He pointed to his left, and he was pointing at the Capitol, you know. But he was looking, you know, he was searching for something to kind of give him some comfort and peace of mind. And I don't know, maybe he thought he could find it in D.C., but we had the opportunity to let him know what we were there for. Everybody we talked to, we told them the purpose of our visit. And that's what a missionary team does. They go with a mission to bring about a message or to accomplish a task from the area that they're sent. Isaiah chapter 44. I'll get to rambling and then I'll forget to make my points here. Isaiah 44 and verse 3. It says, "For I will pour water upon him who is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground." I will pour out my spirit upon your seed and my blessing upon your offspring. As you see that scripture, the two part. Pour out water upon him who is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. And then he tells you how he's going to do it. He's going to pour out his spirit upon the seed and his blessings upon the offspring so that we could do this job of going to this dry, desolate wilderness of people to give them the water of life, just like Yahshua did, so that they may thirst no more and bring forth righteous fruits. I tell you what, the team that Yahweh has put together, brethren, he could not have selected a better group of people to throw all in together and say, get it done. We come from all different walks of life, different ages, different cultures, different backgrounds, personalities, upbringings, and so forth. But Yahweh knows exactly what he's doing in this work. He's the one who's over it. He's the one who's governing it. Praise Yahweh. And what people notice first and foremost, before they even hear what comes out of our mouth, is the way we conduct ourselves. And they take note of that. Believe me, people do watch you. People do take note of you. So we're teaching the message of peace through our actions before we even open our mouths and speak. But remember, when you open your mouth and you're studying and applying what you're learning here, Yahweh says, I will fill it. He will fill it with his laws. He will fill it with his message. He will give you the answers to give the nations so that we can solve their problems. So I encourage you to just take every opportunity that you have, rejoice in the work that Yahweh has set up and established in these last days, because we are all a team working together to accomplish this, because we are like the gift that Yahweh has given to the world as a seed of the witness to solve their problems. And remember, the universe is our next assignment, but we must start with ourselves, the world, and then we'll get to go out there. So may Yahweh bless your understanding. If you'll all please stand, I'll turn it over to the great Kwan Benjamin Krause.
Shabbat shalom, great saints of Yahweh. You may be seated. Be turning over to Revelation chapter 6, verse 4, while I give you a little tip. As you all know, we were in D.C. this past week, and it was very humid, very hot and humid. And me and the great Kohan Ilya Heiler Hawkins went into the D.C. Public Library to check in. And the lady asked me, well, do y'all have a card that you can give us so I can give it to the person you're supposed to speak with? And I went to pull my card out, and it was dripping, soaking, wet. And I said, so just remember, you know, keep them somewhere else other than that front shirt pocket so you don't end up looking quite foolish like I did. But it was a great trip. It was so awesome. It was so, man, the team, you know, you can't say enough about this whole team that Yahweh's put together in the house of Yahweh in these last days. This is the greatest. It's unbeatable, this team. It's unbeatable. It's awesome, the work that they're doing. All of you here, not just, you know, the ones that go out, the ones that are here, all of us are going to be going out. We'll be the ones sent. Now, Revelation 6:4 on page 975, I want you to be there, because one of the events that I want to speak about in particular that stuck out in my mind was the Capitol Hilton event on July 16th of this past week, where we had the senators, congressmen, and ambassadors invited to the event. And one gentleman that showed up in particular that stood out in my mind was an embassy man from the Embassy of Afghanistan. I won't tell you the title or his name, but I will tell you this. When I approached him and spoke to him personally, the first thing I told him was, because I knew he may not stay, you know, the entire event, he may have had other, you know, they're very busy people. They have busy schedules. And I told him, I remember walking up to him and just telling him, sir, on behalf of the Peaceful Solution Character Education program, I would like to say that we're sorry that what's taken place with your nation. And he had, I can tell you right now, his eyes teared up. And he said, I know why 9/11 took place. And before he told me that, I'd actually told him that we had a work going in that area prior to 9/11. Azerbaijan and Afghanistan and those surrounding areas were wanting to teach the peaceful solution. They were ready to do it. We were ready to go and do it. And you know what this man said? He looked at me with tears in his eyes and he said, I know why 9/11 took place. He said, they came to take peace from us. They came to take the peace from the earth and that region there that you all were bringing there. And he said, I thank you right now for bringing this back to us once again. And he was crying. He had tears in his eyes. And I'm not the only one that was standing there. There was a couple other great Kohans that came up, and he reiterated what he had said that first time. And he said, I know why it took place. They came to take the peace from the earth. And when he said that, I was like, that's why I called the others over there. I said, you got to hear what he's saying. Now let's read Revelation chapter 6, verse 4 on page 975, speaking about this quartet. On page 975 in verse 4, it says, and there went out another horse that was red, and power was granted to him who sat on it to take peace from the earth. These were the exact words from that man's mouth. He understood what was taking place, but he was very, very thankful that the peaceful solution was coming back to establish it. I told him that we would like to get back in that region, and doors are being opened at this time to have this done. I can't go into any further detail, but I can tell you that these doors are opening and the peaceful solution is going to go out throughout the whole earth, and we will establish peace in these last days. Another individual that stood out in my mind was the individual that came on behalf of the very well-known character education foundation here in America. But here's what you didn't hear. He was the sponsor. This man was the president and CEO of the event that we went to in St. Louis back in 2010, I believe it was. We were invited by his very organization to come there and present the peaceful solution. And I thought, now what is the odds of that? What is the odds of that one man sitting in that room with notes? The man took notes the whole time he was there. He stayed the whole 2 hours and he didn't put his pen down, and all I was sitting behind him and all I could see is his head going and writing stuff down. His head shaking up and down, writing things down. That's all the time I have, but I encourage you, please, keep up the great job you're doing. You're all doing an awesome work. Give yourself a hand right now. And at this time, it is my great honor and privilege to present to you the great Kohan Ilya Hyler Hawkins.
Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. Once again, and continuing along with the entire missionary team that has went forth and done such a great work and come together to be such a great group of individuals, to go out and to do the things which everyone here is working so hard to do. And it's quite a challenge when you go to your nation's capital and you start telling them that we can stop all wars. That's something that most people they consider to be a task that is not attainable. But I want you to think about how a visionaire, when they set forth to get a job done and they see it through, how great it can become. Now, I want to use someone such as Henry Ford. Consider when Henry Ford first decided to make the automobile. And he's seen it and he pushed it forth. And he actually showed his idea to Thomas Edison and his work team. Now, there were no gas stations to fill these automobiles, but he's seen it through, and the gas stations came because people seen that it was beneficial, that it helped, and it made life easier, and it made actually more enjoyable to some. And look at today. If you've ever been to a big city, they're everywhere. Everywhere you go, you can see a car here in the United States anyway. Even the poorest countries have vehicles. And then consider a visionaire such as the author of The Peaceful Solution, Yisroel Hawkins, who comes up and says, peace is obtainable if we would learn to respect and treat all with value, all with respect, be responsible individuals, and to see this through. Never taking advantage of our fellow man or fellow woman, not hating someone because of the color of their skin or their nationality, but embracing the culture, the personalities that are offered by those countries, and learning to enjoy each other for what they were. Now, I want you to consider for a moment, pitch in your mind, and think of this obtaining peace, which seems all so rare, that can't be done, and picture it as the smallest mustard seed, as Yeshua said, a small seed. And then think of this tree as it grows. And literally see this tree growing in your mind. And realize that tree is built on a foundation of morals and beliefs that do benefit our society, that come from the laws and the prophets. And consider how when this tree grows, everyone that connects itself to this tree, well, they branch out from that tree, that massive tree. And I'm talking huge, not Texas tree. I'm talking bigger than California redwood trees. You know, I know Texas doesn't offer much to picture, but picture it, okay? Big tree. And then consider every branch that comes off of that is a student of this big tree. And that student goes through and puts in the thought of the people they encounter how peace is obtainable and how it can be obtained. Not just telling them that you broke something, but showing them how to fix it. Not just throwing someone in prison, but showing them how to better themselves, how not to fall short and become a hindrance to society, but to become a blessing to society. And we ourselves, gathering ourselves to that massive tree, becoming the branch. And if you've ever seen a big tree, well, those branches come out really big, and little branches come off of those. And even smaller ones off of those. But together, they go to that big, massive trunk in the ground, and that foundation to that tree is greater than what the eye can behold that's above the ground. When you tether yourself to this plan, this great peaceful solution, going out, bringing peace to this world, you become a branch to that tree. But if you never tether yourself to this peace to push forth, you never gather yourself to that tree. President Barack Obama said 2 years ago at the United Nations that peace does not come through resolutions and signed agreements. Peace is hard work. Yisrael Hawkins has taught that peace is hard work. And we must work extremely hard to push forth this peace. There have been men in the past that have had visions of peace. If you remember, Yisrael Hawkins says in the front of the Peaceful Solution books, he was inspired by his mother and his father. He even uses quotations by his father about you should never fight back, never get even, that you should respect people and find a peaceful solution to every way. There's another man who also was brought up by his father, who was a visionaire, and could see how morality could be put into this world. And he did inspire his children. One of them became the president of the United States. But I dare say that I do think that a man who would travel many miles and put his hand to this plow of bringing peace, helping people embrace their differences, could possibly be the greatest seed to come forth from Barack H. Obama. And at this time, if everyone will please stand, I would like to introduce Malik Obama.
Thank you very much. Shalom. And can you be seated, please. I'm very honored and privileged to be here today. As you all know, this is not the first time I've been here, and it's not going to be the last time. I want to say thank you to the author for his invitation to come and walk with him in this great walk of trying to make a better place for all of us. And that is the reason for our creation. I want to thank Chris Hyler for reaching out and having me over here again. And I want to say thank you to all of you for the great, great gift of friendship that you have extended towards me. And I hope that I can take a leaf of that and extend it back to you. Let me start by saying, I myself am a Muslim. I'm a practicing Muslim. And this is a very significant point, because what it's saying is that what we have here is not just a matter of religion, but it's a matter of an idea, a concept, a way that we want to embrace so that mankind can be the world itself can be a better place for all of us to be. And it doesn't matter whether I'm a Muslim or you're from the house of Yahweh or you're from Israel or you're from Palestine or you're from wherever, but as long as we embrace the message of peace, you know, we have something in common. And what it is something that is positive, that is going to be a building block as opposed to a way of breaking things up or bringing about destruction and violence. I myself am the head of the Barack H. Obama Foundation, and the idea of the organization was to put in place something that would be a monument or a tribute to my father, Barack H. Obama, so that if he were to come back here and see us and see what's going on, what we are doing, he would be a happy man and he would be satisfied that he was not created or he was not here on earth in vain. And I think we owe that to our parents, to leave a legacy or carry on their legacy. And hopefully they had a legacy that was positive, that was based on making a contribution to mankind. And I think that's what we are trying to preach here, or that's the message that we're trying to get across here, is that no matter where we are, no matter where we come from, at the end of the day, we are all one, and we are all entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we cannot have that happening in an environment of turbulence, in an environment of war where there is no peace. Behavior is a function of instincts. Instincts are God-given. They're good. They become defects when they go beyond their intended purpose. So eating is okay, but if we eat too much, then it's called gluttony, you know. You know, and wanting something is okay, but if we want too much, then we become greedy and becomes a defect. So what we want to do is inspire and promote all those instincts that are going to bring out the best in us, bring out the best character, the best qualities in our personality. And the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program is the right tool for that. Therefore, anything, any idea,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I want to say one thing. This is a great honor. This is a great honor. And it's a great thing happening here. Because you go through the internet. I mean, these people are attacking me. I have been with Muammar Gaddafi. I have been to India with a guru there. I am here with the great author, Yisrael Hawkins. And they can say what they want. But as long as our goal and our objective is to bring world peace and bring mankind together, we will go ahead with this mission and we will go ahead with this objective. We'll walk this walk, no matter what they say, whatever they do, because in our hearts, we know that we are here doing the right thing. What we are doing is not based on hatred. It is because our parent, like my father, he was out there. He was born in a little village in the darkest of Africa. And he came out here and he excelled. And all he had in mind was to leave this world a better place. And if we can go ahead and continue his mission, so that if he were to come back here and see what we're doing here, see his son, who is me, walking hand in hand with the author, Yisrael Hawkins, walking hand in hand with even Muammar Gaddafi, walking hand in hand in order to bring the world together, I think that he would be a happy and he would be a proud person and know that at least mankind has a bright future.
Praise Yahweh.
The motto or the slogan for the Barack H. Obama Foundation is impacting people everywhere for meaningful change, positive change. And I would appeal to all of us, to all those out there worldwide, to support us. Support the House of Yahweh. Support the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program. Support the Barack H. Obama Foundation. Support our president also. To give him wisdom to lead in a manner that will history will remember him, not only him but us, for what we have done for mankind. So with that, I'd like to say hello, shalom, to a great man. We have a lot in common, you know, and I would like to pray and hope that we will continue in this way in promoting peace and bringing the world together in a way that is going to, that in a way that history will remember us for in a positive way. Thank you very much.
Praise God. Why don't you be seated? Just stay right here. Okay. Why don't you be seated? And we got a ways to go here. When you may not know it, but we've been working. The whole House of Yahweh has been working with this man for quite some time now. Most of it's done behind the scenes, as it is with
others. And of course, we're both seeking the same goal, and that is to stop war. And we're going to stop war. There's no doubt about that. The scripture says it. Where we get the information, of course, is from the Holy Scriptures, where we have we're fighting some powers that we have got to have help with. We can't. There's no way that we could manage over Satan. She's got too much power. She's opposing the work right now at every angle. Sometimes it gets scary, and of course, threats on your life and warning you, you know, don't go near this place and don't go near that place. And if it wasn't for the fact that Yahweh tells us, fear not, a person could get scared if they don't know, if they don't truly know that Yahweh is managing this work. We're so small right now, as the elder, the great Kohan Eliel Hyler Hawkins brought out. This tree is so small right now, but it's going to become the largest tree in the universe. And, yeah, we're in the early stages of this, of course, but it's growing slowly. And Yeshua said the gates of hell will not prevail against this time. This was from the prophecies of the beginning. But he said in this time period when he achieved the order of high priest as prophesied in Genesis 49, and he achieved that order and then became the high priest over the truly the true prophecies, the true work that fulfilled the prophecies, which is us right here today. We're the remnant. We're called the remnant. But we are the finishing work of this great plan of Yahweh to bring forth peace. And then Yahweh said, they will learn war no more. Now, that's a promise from Yahweh. And that's the way it's going to be. I know we're going away over here, and I'd like to, if you get to start talking to this guy, you want to just keep talking to him, but he was asked to bring a speech, and he wanted to hear the speeches, and he's a very humble man also, as you may have gathered. He said, I'll give a speech if you'll talk to Pastor Hawkins and make sure that he will take a picture with me. So I said, well, tell him I reluctantly I agreed to it, but but I jumped at the opportunity to do so. I felt very humbled in doing so, but that's what we're going to do now. We have a screen set up for both men and women, and we're going to take some pictures. And of course, I want to get some pictures of the audience. So look your best here. All of this is going to be used in coming articles and also television shows to reach the world, of course, with the peaceful solution. Why don't we have peace today? It's never been taught. You know what has been taught? War. That's why we have it. Why does a bulldog fight? He's taught to fight. He's trained to fight. Actually, pit bulldogs are some of the gentlest dogs. They're very protective. But you can train them for war. And that's what has taken place in the world today. Now, we, in this last days, as Yahshua is our high priest, we're going to bring forth the teaching of peace. We're going to teach the world to have peace. That's hard because, you know, even before we were born, we were being taught war. We were being taught to fight back, to hit back. But my dad used to tell me, two wrongs don't make a right. Be right. Follow the righteousness, and you will never go wrong, he said. You'll never be sorry of it. Well, that's what we're doing right now. And, of course, everyone that wants to join this team, you know, you couldn't pick a more eternal position than the Peaceful Solution Character Education. Become a teacher. It's an eternal job. I'm going to ask all the missionary group. The women are supposed to meet over here somewhere, follow the leaders over there, and the men, looks like they're on the stage right now. We'll pull the curtains where everyone can see, and we're going to take some pictures. So if you'd stand, I think it'd be better if you stood, and let's get these pictures, and then I'll let you be seated again. May Yahweh bless you. If you want to step over here in the room.